got another list coming up to you, Mr. President, with three black brigadier generals, but we're holding it up because I thought it was better to have a little separation between the Navy and... Yeah, I think you've got to be a little careful about that.
Absolutely. That'd be a great mistake. And we should have an obvious set the Navy at its time.
Right.
Well, why don't we let the conclusion with you about 5 minutes?
Okay,
I'll talk first. We'll set the picture up. I'll let you know. Well, the important thing, which I'm sure is both Secretary Blair, Secretary Cheney, and talk to you about is to recognize this period we'd first we'd like to get the interest of a lot of.
If it could be done in connection
connection with all the others. I think to kind of tie it up too much might...
And with the other animals.
That's right. In other words, we, for instance, we can...
Very good idea. That is a selection.
Well, we could have two or three sometime, but I think it'd be a good idea to bring them over here, Mr. President.
Well, yeah, but why don't you add a couple of other animals so I make the same? I think it's a very good thought. Don't you agree?
I do.
Because that way it doesn't appear you're just sort of selecting them out.
Right.
You get Shepherd on this. Yeah, you could bring Shepherd in. That'd be fine. He's on that same list. Bring them to come in, maybe the two of them just happen to be in town.
We can work something out.
Yeah.
Maybe in about 4 or 5 months.
I'm going to be in California Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No, that wouldn't be the time.
This would be all right in a few months, because right. They won't be
trying. That's the time. Okay, fine. Well, you keep in mind. Yeah. Whenever you're ready, we'll look at them.
Yeah, this is good. Look at your...
Yeah, no, he's joking. I'll get it done. Well, congratulations. Thank you for your work in civil service.
Thank you.
We're replacing you with a woman, you know.
I saw that.
I hope he does all right. But that's right. There are an awful lot of women in civil service. We think that we're fortunate to have many of your qualifications in here. I think the important thing to bear in mind is that we want to be sure that we have proper representation of all groups in society, that the Secretary, Secretary Laird, and Secretary Chafee both selected you because of your record, and not because you're black. I think that's a very important thing for you to know, and that's what I consider. So in fact, if we were to take that thing and they hadn't had on there, it didn't have it on there, but of course I knew because I'm even kind of Negro or whatever, so they still put you in. Right, John?
Right.
Yes, sir. That's our philosophy throughout. Secretary or whatever it is, we look at the qualifications of the man, and if he's got it, by God, he's going to get the job.
Well,
look at that fellow over there, James is doing. He's terrific, isn't he?
Jeffy's doing a good job.
He told me that he goes out there and makes little speeches about that.
Got him out on the college campuses now, Mr. President.
Yeah,
you could have seen him out at the University of Wisconsin. His work's been terrific. He took that whole field house over.
Probably one of the best speakers in the whole country.
Got him out every day.
He was on the Today Show this morning, and he was on this, and he was on the
Good. What is his rank?
Well, he is a brigadier general.
Right.
When he was brought in as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs,
yeah.
We promoted him at that time.
Yeah. Brigadier General. What does he work in? He works mainly as he's got the POW assignment.
He has the POW assignment and he has a public affairs role to play over there. He talks on our programs throughout the
keep it front.
And he's out all the time for the...
He's one of those unusual men that has the ability to communicate a great, it's just terrific. Don't you think he's good?
I took him to the National Council of Churches with me. I had to speak here, Mr. President. It was a big thing in Chicago, so I brought Chappie with me. And I had him lead a few hymns before I gave my speech. And he did just terrific. He got up there and led those hymns and without any accompaniment or anything else. And I said, we're not taking the Navy or Army band anymore with us. We just bring Chappie.
Very good, sir. Why don't you just be over there?
Why don't the change you make us change?
Oh, well, you know, let me just incidentally one thing, John. I know you're interested in this, the whole side of it. I noticed that the Washington Post when I took it all on the ground, they said, we failed, man. I said, let me tell you an interesting thing. Did you know, and this is interesting to you, man, Johnny Burns saw me, and he said, Mill Wilbur Mills, I also hit the same line about the idea that our program was not simply to add the working poor, but it was also to get people in on the welfare roles if they work and so forth. He said that made Wilbur Mills said that speech probably saved the welfare program in the House. And Russell Long was here 2 days ago, and he said that speech probably got the votes that we needed. He said, that's just the lines. His wife had heard and said, no. He said, now, you know, Russell, after I read what the president said at Williamsburg, and of course here, he said, after I read it, I don't see why you disagree with him. Russell said, well, I maybe don't. Yeah, I know that, right.
Rhode Island.